T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Top Gun Maverick could be on the highway to the danger zone. There's pressure on the Academy to rescind the Oscar nominations for the movie.
And it centers around one of the men who helped finance the film. Charles Feldman is here with the details.
Yeah, and it has to do with a Russian oligarch who is a sort of comrade of Vladimir Putin, and the money that he apparently spent to help finance this film. Elsa Romo is an entertainment attorney. Elsa, thanks for being with us. So who is actually putting the pressure on the Academy?
Well, the Academy is a very political organization. So, you know, the pressure can be sort of within or from Academy members who may take issue with where the money came from on any picture. So, it's a political issue that is charged probably from within its member constituency, for sure.
Well, isn't it also the case, isn't there a Ukrainian group, or at least a group affiliated with Ukraine, that's putting the pressure on? Because it's coming from somewhere. It's not coming from sort of some amorphous thing.
Yeah, I mean, I also think there's a lot of celebrity power that are, you know, sympathetic to the Ukrainian cause. And so this directly relates to that. And because it falls in something that's within their control as Academy members to have influence in that, they're probably putting the pressure from within.
There is also, as I understand it, an allegation related to this, that the script may have also been altered because there was no reference, as there apparently was in the original Top Gun movie, to Russia, and the suggestion being that the movie folks producing this film caved in because of the Russian money. Is that a concern increasingly in Hollywood, not just because of Russian money, but in other films, sometimes Chinese money?
I don't think it's a country-specific issue. I think the price of film financing is investors have influence over the creative content, even if it's not for the betterment of the story. So I think it's a tale as old as time in terms of the pressure of how you can get the money to come in. And so sometimes you do have to give deference to what the preference or the cultural aspects are that they're looking for. It's the price of the financing, I guess.
So what do you think is the outcome of this? Is this the kind of thing that, in your view, because you've been around Hollywood for a while and you've represented a number of film studios, is this the kind of thing that the Academy is likely to cave into, or are they going to hold their top guns?
I think there has to be some deference to the fact that these were made by credible producers and production companies and a credible director. So it feels punitive to sort of take a strong stance of one affiliation in relation to a picture to kind of cast it aside. So it would be atypical and fairly inequitable to take such a hard position when you're looking at a team of collaborators that are legitimate and in this world and space making great movies. And I think the flip side of it is that producers and production companies and studios have to do their diligence on who they're doing business with to mitigate these types of, you know, controversies, so to speak.
Well, of course, the issue with Top Gun and the Russian oligarch isn't so, well, it is partly because it's a Russian, but also because there are, as you know, U.S. sanctions on doing business with the Russians. So is that going to make it even more difficult in the future to navigate around this sort of thing?
I think it'll definitely cause concern for, you know, transactions with Russian-based companies when it comes to creating content. I mean, listen, I think we have the same considerations with some Chinese financing and studios that when we affiliate with a foreign country like that, that can be squarely in political controversy. One has to think about the implications on that for going into partnerships with countries that have their own set of laws and regulations and actions that could be considered adversary to the United States, for sure.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. That's Elsa Romo, who's an entertainment attorney, founder of Romo Law in L.A.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.